I'm Ann Mish on 103.7 The Beat. I'm your host of Watch Us Go, Talk of Muskegon. Our goal is to provide listeners with information from various local government departments in the city. If you have a specific subject you would like to discuss, you can call us at 722-8338. If lines are busy, just please leave a message. And I noticed today that I have Bing Rob is in the house.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And I thank you, Ann, for allowing me to come on your show. I didn't know you did as much as you do. So I want people to know some of exactly what you do, because I didn't know. I had a conversation with Ann some time ago about things she handled, and she was like, well, we do this, did it. I'm like, wait a minute. Y'all do all of that? So I asked Ann, could I come on her show one day and see if I can kind of dig out of her what she actually does? Because being who you are in your position, mm-hmm. you handle a ton of stuff. And one of the things I didn't know you handled is police complaints.
Well, when there is a police complaint, yes. We have the forms in our office that a citizen can come in and fill out for us. And then I can make sure it gets to the right people, because not everybody feels comfortable necessarily coming in, you know, mm-hmm. and once they have an issue with a police department, to actually go to the police department to file that complaint. So I'm a safe area that you can come into, and I'm going to assist you. I'm going to give you the forms and kind of explain the process to you. And then I turn it over to the investigative team, who actually, they have a board who looks into those complaints.
Oh, really?
Yes, yes.
So not only do you handle every aspect of city government, in a sense.
Well,
at least the paperwork.
I'm going to say, I'm not out there doing the plow trucks.
No.
I don't want anybody to think that.
But there's probably somewhere in your office you handle that too, don't you?
I might have their deeds or their registration or something. Oh. That's it. Don't call me on that, okay?
No. So what is it that you do mm-hmm. that people may not know that you deal with?
Well, I'll start out with the most common things that I think people do know that we do.
Okay.
The big one is elections. Everybody, right. I think, or most people know that we're the ones who handle the election for you. So we're the ones you come and get an absentee ballot from. We're the ones who will register you to vote. We're the ones who tabulate and calculate all the votes at the end of the night and make sure that we follow all the election laws. And we have 14 precincts out there, 14 different places to vote. And we have two absentee counting boards that we handle on that day. We have 24,000 registered voters.
You keep all this in your head.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding? Those are things you have to know. We have 1,600 permanent people on our absentee list, which, by the way, anybody who wants to be on our permanent absentee list and you qualify, you can just call our office at 724-6705.
How do you qualify?
Well, you have to be at least 60 years of age.
Uh-huh.
That's one of them. It could be that you don't have a way of getting to the precinct without the assistance of another. A really common one is that you don't expect to be in the community on the day that we're going to be voting. So some people that might like maybe work in Grand Haven
mm-hmm.
and won't be here during election day or, you know, when they can vote, they can get an absentee ballot too. But I can tell you that there's legislation out there at this very moment, because I got an alert even this morning, to broaden that where anybody can apply for an absentee ballot, which I fully support myself. I think anybody should be allowed to, and you shouldn't even have to mark a reason.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that part of it.
Yes, and we also have four elections, because another one was just announced, which is the max that we're allowed to have. So we're going to have one in March, one in May, August, and November this year. So it's going to be a really busy year, especially voting for a new president.
Wow, yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right about that. Now, the election process, mm-hmm. They said it was some things that changed.
Always changing. It's always changing. Are you kidding?
So this ain't something. It's always like on a.
Well, there's always legislation out there that they're trying to tweak or make differences in that. One of them right now. The whole reason for the no reason absentee ballot, why that? Because clerks have been trying that for many years, trying to get that passed, and legislation hasn't done so. But the reason why it's come up right now is because there's legislation out there to eliminate the straight party vote.
Oh, really?
Yes, which means that when you get that big ballot in November, instead of, you know, being able to just mark Democrat, Republican, Libertarian, and having that vote those parties, you're going to have to go through and vote every single one of them separately, which will, if this passes and it looks right now like it has a very good chance of doing so, mm-hmm. that's really going to slow down the lines on Election Day. And we have around between 30... When I looked, between 30 and 40% of our residents voted straight party.
Wow. So how many people do we have in the city of Muskegon?
Well, we have 38,000 people who live in the city. We have 24,000 registered voters because, of course, we have children and all.
Right,
people.
Right.
So, yeah, we have 24,000
registered. And you just knew this. People, I'm telling you, she's not looking at a piece of paper. That came off the top of her head, I swear to God.
Yeah. You know, elections are very important. Very important.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
yes.
Because you know, nobody thinks about it or the process until something goes wrong.
Right.
And I want it to go as smoothly as possible, and I want everybody to have faith that our election process is going smoothly. We test those machines. We're guided by government and the laws and how we do that. But I am telling you, and I promise you, that we test everything thoroughly. We follow everything that's set out for us, and I train my election workers that the most important thing to me is the privacy of our voters, and that they get the opportunity to vote the way they want to vote. And they know that. And we have, on a big election, we'll have 100 election workers. On smaller ones, we have about 80 election workers.
Wow. How does a person become an election worker if that's something that they want to do?
Oh, yeah.
Do they go through you? Is that part
they
of
do.
You? Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
They come right to me.
Something else, huh?
Yep. I have an application that that was provided to us by the state. But you come in and you fill out that application. You have to be at least 16 years of age. You are now.
So teenagers can do this.
Teenagers, have you seen my big red football players?
Yes, I've seen those.
You know I'm all.
I thought it was something they were just volunteering, but they can actually just do this.
Oh, yes. Yes,
wow.
In fact, we did it as a fundraiser. We did it the first time last November, and the kids all worked, and then we wrote a check for how much they would have gotten paid to the football team, and it was over $2,000.
Wow.
They did it again this November. They didn't work quite the hours that they did last year, but they earned $1,500. The great part was,